You're listening to the Generation Y podcast, your source for everything from the 90s to early 2K, with your hosts, Josh and Amy.
I'm wicked excited for this week's episode.
Me too.
So not only is this the first episode ever to air first on our weekend retro block party on the Generation Y radio network, but also it's a show that I loved watching growing up.
Me too, my favorite.
Can we talk for like 2 seconds about what's going on? So if you're listening to this live right now, you're listening to our weekend retro block party on the Generation Y radio network, and it's something that we're going to be doing every Saturday night. So if you subscribe to this podcast, obviously you'll get it in your feed every week, but if you want to listen to it first before anybody else can, tune in. So Saturday nights starting at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, or we're soon to be Daylight Savings Time. We're Destiny's Time now, right? Yeah, that's what is the standard.
I get confused. Don't
it's changing.
Me.
The clock's going back. That's all I know. So Eastern Time, 8 o'clock. We're going to air it at a different time for our friends in Europe and stuff. But please start to listen live because we're going to have people writing in, eventually people calling in. It's going to be a little pretty interactive. So it's kind of like our radio version of SNCC is kind of the way I look at it. We're going to have our show. And then next after this, we have Lyle's Amazing Advertising Show. And then we have a top 10 countdown, and we're going to be playing like dance party music all night, so until midnight. So this is a night that you should get out your Pogs and your board games and what else?
Drink an Ecto Cooler
and listen to some awesome retro 90s, early 2K content.
Get your Dunkaroos.
So we're really excited. So if you listen to us live, hey everybody, and if you want to follow along and send us messages on Facebook right now, we'll be able to talk with you guys and kind of have a cool conversation as we're going on here. But so when I was thinking about this week's episode and thinking about like Saturday night doing like a show thing or like a block of programming, it made me think about SNCC. And of course, what was the best show on SNCC like ever?
Keenan and Kel.
Definitely Keenan and Kel.
By far.
So when was the first time that you watched Keenan and Kel?
Did you watch
it right from the beginning?
Oh yeah, yeah.
I remember it was a big deal because they were on all that, and then they announced that Keenan and Kel was going to happen, and I was super excited.
I know, and it was obvious that Keenan and Kel had such good chemistry together. Them being on their own show was just perfect and fate, and it was just awesome. But yeah, no, I started watching right from the very first episode, and I was hooked ever since. I've watched all the reruns.
I think the SNCC shows, and you and I have gone through, we did an episode or just some talking on an episode about SNCC. You and I have gone through and watched all that. We've watched like a lot of the SNCC stuff. This show, I think, holds up better than the rest of them.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I think the writing is a little more mature. It's still, like, a kid.
It's not cheesy.
It's a show that a tween's gonna watch, yeah. But it's not cheesy. Like, there's some stuff that on all that I watch, and I'm like, huh, I found this funny as a kid. Like, some of it, and all that's got some great moments still, like Good Burger. I think all my favorite all that moments are Keenan and Kel moments.
Yep.
Other than there's too. A couple little things.
Lori Beth Denberg.
Yeah, vital information. Good. That was funny. But all that was definitely like it launched careers of a lot of people and definitely launched a career of Keenan and Kel. And there was no one bigger in like kind of that mid to late 90s than Keenan and Kel. They're huge. And so one of the things that we've done is we put a message out to all of our listeners on and people we talk to on Facebook, on our Facebook page, and people have written in with their memories, and we'll go over some of that at the end of the episode. So do you want to get into history of Keenan and Kel and kind of, you want me to talk about kind of where it started and stuff?
Yeah, go ahead. You do the history.
And then we'll talk about some episodes that we enjoyed and talk about, you know, where are they now type things. So,
yeah.
So, all right, cool. So, the Nickelodeon sitcom Keenan and Kel premiered on August 17th, 1996. And actually, I didn't remember this. Do you remember the film at the end? I don't remember that.
Yeah.
So, it ended with a series finale film that was called Two Heads Are Better Than None. In July of 2000. So it lasted, talking about 4 years here, 96, 97, 5 years, 5 seasons. Four seasons.
4 seasons.
That's right, 4 seasons. Yeah, yeah. Because it always start like, it's weird, it confused me because like Nickelodeon, so usually like a sitcom, the season, like, so let's, Roseanne, for instance, it starts in September and it ends right before the summer, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because people are going to be outside in the summer and people aren't going to be watching TV as much. Nickelodeon did a weird thing where, like, the season was August of or September of 1 year until, like, December or January of the... It was weird. Like, I don't get why they did that.
Hmm.
It was a weird season. So 4 seasons, with the biggest one having 22 episodes, and they did do a film. Was there any other Keenan and Kel films? besides that one?
Not Kenan and Kel, but like
there was a Good Burger, but that was Kenan and Kel.
That was like a spinoff from all that,
right? Huh. So we're talking 65 episodes over 4 seasons. Now the first 2 seasons of the show were filmed at Nickelodeon Studios in Orlando, Florida, which I never went to, and it makes me sad.
If you go to YouTube and search Nickelodeon Studios, it's so sad. It's all abandoned, and this guy did a tour of it.
Stupid
and
Blue Man Group.
I know.
They took over a part of it.
And it's just so sad.
Didn't you want, like, as a kid, and this is off topic, but when you were watching that show, any of these shows, like, whether it was Kenan and Kel or, like, some of their game shows, like Double Dare, or what was the one that was kind of like the, like they had the aggro, Nickelodeon Guts, mm-hmm. with the aggro crag?
Yeah.
Didn't you, like, want to, like, go watch that show be filmed? Like, didn't you, like, want to go there so bad?
I wanted to so badly.
I know. And then my first year going to Florida was like a year after they closed Nickelodeon Studios. I was
sad.
So bummed. Like, it still said Nickelodeon on the building.
I was actually, I wasn't on Slime Time Live, but I actually went to the one when they were filming Slime Time Live
what?
And got to watch it live. Yeah, we got to stand, me and my friend went to Florida. This was when I was in 8th grade. I was
now I'm just
grade.
Jealous.
And we were watching it at the gate, and right at the very end, the camera panned over us, and so we were on
so
Nickelodeon,
you were on Nickelodeon for,
like,
a split second.
Yep.
That's cool. So, and then the last 2 seasons of the show were filmed in Nick on Sunset, which is they had a theater in Hollywood where they moved all their programming out to the California, because most of Nickelodeon's offices are in California. It was like a cost thing. It's kind of weird to think about, let's film some TV shows at a theme park. You know what I mean? Like, it doesn't make a lot of sense.
Mm-hmm.
So Kenan and Kel, out of all the Nickelodeon shows, received the most critical acclaim, and they won a bunch of awards in the Kids' Choice Awards. And
it made Nickelodeon history because they were the first 2 African Americans that had a hit sitcom.
Yeah, it was a big deal.
Yeah, it was a huge deal.
And so the show was set in Chicago, Illinois, and centered on the basically these 2 friends, Kenan Rockmore and Kel Kimball, which is, you know, obviously Kenan Thompson and Kel Mitchell. And Kenan is a high school student. He works at a grocery store. Called what was the name of the
Rigby's.
Grocery store? Rigby's?
Yep.
Yeah. And then we'll go over to some characters in a little bit, but he had a boss that's...
Chris.
He has boss Chris, who's kind of a little bit of a goody-two-shoes.
He's like a mama's boy.
Yeah, like...
He's always like, Mother and I are going to go to the store.
And Kenan and Kel really take advantage of him at times.
Yeah.
Because he's almost like, he tries to be firm, but no one takes him seriously. So we have feeling him at work
sometimes.
You always
feel kind of bad for him.
Yeah.
But Kenan was always, you know, trying to cause trouble and coming up with these schemes.
We're trying
and
to make money.
He would always, yeah, making money.
He wanted to buy a car, and so he wanted to, like, save up money and stuff. And then you have Kel.
Kel, who's kind of stupid and just kind of follows along with Kenan.
The exact opposite of Kenan. Kel's, like, really clumsy, and he's always, like, hurting himself. And he's always getting, him and Kenan into trouble. But the one thing is he loves orange soda. I mean, he just constantly, I think he's drinking like a 2-liter of orange soda in every scene. Can you imagine the calories that kid drank?
There's an episode where Kenan, he bruised his ribs or thought he broke his ribs somehow. And he went to the doctors. He got an x-ray and his entire insides were orange.
And that's funny.
The doctor was like, you have to be drinking at least like 5 gallons of orange soda a day. And he's like, and Kel is like, so? That's how much I drink every day.
Wow.
I'm like, oh my gosh, how is
I'm
he not
pretty
diabetic?
Sure someone would die or something.
Yeah, you would definitely die.
Have you noticed anything strange about him lately? Who loves orange soda? Kel loves orange soda. Is it true? Is it true? Oh yes, oh yes, oh yes, it's true. Ooh. I do. Ooh.
Nope, no stranger than usual.
So the weird thing about this show is, like, the episodes always began and ended with them in front of the studio audience.
Which were some of my favorite
weird.
Parts, yeah.
And so usually at the beginning they're introducing, you know, what's going to be happening on the show. And then at the end, there was always some new scheme that Kenan was going to come up with to, like, solve the problem from the episode. And Kel would always try to say, no, I'm not going to do it. And then eventually he would just... He'd be really, like, frustrated, and he'd just say, here it goes.
His famous
catchphrase. And then the show would end. So the theme song, which we should play. Let's play the theme song real quick, and then we'll talk about what it is.
Okay.
Oh, here it goes.
Okay.
Everybody out there, go run and tell your homeboys and homegirls it's time for Keenan and Kel. They keep you laughing in the afternoon, so don't touch that dial on Read the Room. Cause they always in the summer, don't front and you don't want to miss it. It's Double K, like, do the good way. Yes, Keenan and Kel, I should have said Kel and Keenan. And you gotta watch Keenan, cause Keenan be scheming with a plan or a plot to make it to the top, but they kinda in the middle, cause they always getting caught. This ain't the Hardy Boys or a Nancy Drew mystery. It's just Keenan and Kel and your vicinity, like Siegfried and Roy, Abbott and Costello, Magic and Kareem, or Penn and Teller. Somebody's in trouble, oh, here go. Oh, Nick.
Okay, so the theme song that we just heard a good portion of was actually done by which rap artist? You know this?
Coolio.
Yeah, Coolio.
Of course I know.
So we saw Coolio at the... I gotta admit something real quick. So we saw Coolio at the I Love the 90s tour, and I was like, please do the Keenan and Kel theme song. Please do the Keenan and Kel theme song. And I knew he wouldn't do it, because, you know, he's trying to, like... make, like, a certain, how do I say this, like a presence. Like, yeah. He's, like, not that he's, like, real gangster anymore.
Kind of have a certain image.
Yeah, certain image. Like, he does Gangster's Paradise, and, you know, he's kind of aggressive with his rap, more so than some of the other artists that were there. So he didn't do it, and I was really bummed.
That would have been awesome. That would have been amazing. Can you imagine if he did that?
I mean, so Vanilla Ice did the ninja rap.
I know.
From Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, so why couldn't he do...
I know, right?
I need to write to my local senator and tell him I have a problem with that.
Yeah.
I love that song. That's a good song. It, like, gets stuck in your head.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's probably one of the better SNCC theme songs. Like, can you think of another theme song other than all that? Other than all that, can you think of another SNCC theme song?
That, well, the Clarissa one gets stuck in my head, too.
Yeah, but it's like, you hear it, and you're like, oh, that's good. To me, it's not memorable to me. Maybe it's because it's, like, a girl thing. Like, I don't... Like, all that's memorable. Like, you remember that song. You remember this song. Like, the Nancy, Shelby Woo...
Oh, I don't care.
Like,
about
what's that
show.
Theme song? Like, I loved Alex Mack. I couldn't tell you the theme song. They're very, like, unmemorable, and this song was very much like it stuck with you. So the series was created by Kim Bass, who I didn't know until we were going through the notes. Also co-created Sister Sister, which is kind of interesting. So I'm wondering if, you know, she did more of kind of like urban, because, you know, it's a big deal. Keenan and Kel were African American, and they were really famous. And then Sister Sister, you got two African-American co-stars who also went on to be huge. So it's kind of interesting, more of like an urban... It's a different type of sitcom. You know, I think that back then, you know, it's a lot better now, but back then, still people really didn't get, you know, if you were like, okay, so we grew up in the Northeast, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, we weren't really around, you know, I wasn't until high school where I had African-American friends. I have two that I can think of. And so I was never around, like, their families. I didn't know how they interact. I didn't know kind of how things... So, like, Keenan and Kel, Sister and Sister, and shows like this are, like, kind of my world into understanding kind of, like, what life was like for them. So, and they had fun. They had, like, a lot of fun. Like, I did not have all the fun that Keenan and Kel supposedly had. Of course, I also didn't get in trouble because I was a goody-two-shoes, and...
I wish my life was like Keenan and Kel.
Me too. I want Kel as my best friend.
I know.
Constantly getting in trouble and stuff. So, you know, definitely, both those shows, you can see where, like, they had a lot of influence from. Have you ever watched Abbott and Costello? I mean, this is probably, like, it's way, way before most of our listeners. But, I mean, some of us that watch TV and collect movies would know this. So, like, Abbott and Costello, which they're really famous, or Laurel and Hardy. I'm trying to think of other, like, duos. There's other shows with duos. I mean, you think of, like, I know you don't like the show, but Home Improvement. You have Tim and you have Al. Like, this show, like, anytime you have, like, kind of a duo, like, that play off each other, it makes it funny and makes it good.
Roseanne and Jackie,
yep. Mm-hmm. Trying to think what other shows are like that.
No, that really is like that, though. You're right. I'm trying to think of, like, other sitcoms, and you can always think of a second person.
Right. And the ones that don't have that, the ones that have just, like, a family that's not, like, a foil or somebody to play off the other person, don't make it.
So you think of,
like, and there's a bunch of them. You can do, like, Everybody Loves Raymond.
Everybody Loves Raymond.
You have Raymond and his mother. You have the mother and
the brother.
Him and his brother.
Yeah.
You have the mother and the father. Like, they play off each other. It's all those, like, in dynamics between, like, two, like, these duos that make the shows funny. So, you can think of shows that didn't have that, and they last a season, and they're done. The Odd Couple, going way back into the 60s. There's a new one, but it's not... Watched the first couple episodes, it wasn't good. Like, that's another example. Andy Griffith, I know I'm going back, like, way old school, but for people who listen to this podcast and watch Nick at Night, you saw all these shows. Andy Griffith, it was Barney and, and Andy. So there's a lot of these. We
got into the Andy Griffith Show.
We gotta do an episode at some point. I know that the shows that were on it aren't from the 90s, but we gotta do an episode about Nick at Nite, because it was such a huge part of my growing up. I watched all these shows from the 60s, you know, Bewitched.
Laverne and Shirley.
There's another duo, Laverne and Shirley. You know, Happy Days. I mean, all these shows that were on Nick at Nite that I wouldn't have otherwise grown up with. It was like our parents were watching that stuff.
Mm.
Okay, so the entire series, which some of the other shows on SNCC didn't stop doing this, like when they switched to Hollywood, but the entire series was taken from a live studio audience.
Which it would be so. Can you imagine going to
sitting
to
through
watch?
A Keenan and Kel taping?
That'd be the coolest thing ever.
It would be amazing.
Yeah.
Okay, so did you want to go over? We talked a little bit about the history of kind of when it started and stuff. Do you want to go over like major characters?
Yeah.
And who they are, and give us some insight into the characters.
Yeah, mostly just about the show and kind of the whole plot. So, the show everybody knows stars Keenan and Kel. They're both in high school. They live in Chicago, Illinois. You had already mentioned that Keenan worked at Rigby's.
Yep.
And Cal didn't, but he was always there. So I guess the story with Cal was his parents were famous scientists, and they were really rich.
I forgot about that.
They were always busy.
I was about
busy.
To ask, where the heck were his parents?
They were never home. So Cal was always kind of with Keenan and his parents, and he would drive his parents insane. So you have Keenan, you have Cal, then you have Roger, who's Keenan's dad. He's kind of like that intimidating dad who, you know, you are always afraid to get in trouble.
You know who he sort of reminds me of?
Who?
Of Uncle, was it Uncle Phil from Fresh Prince?
A little bit, yeah.
Yep, kind of that same.
Yeah.
That's what I kind of meant, like, when I was talking about, like, you know, the African-American family and, like, the dynamic, is the dads have this, like, intimidating presence. They're definitely, like, the head of the household, and, like, they don't put up with anything. And he's that way, and he's constantly yelling at Keenan, because Keenan's constantly getting in trouble. Now, didn't he do... You scrolled down too far. Let me go back up to our notes. Didn't he do... Oh, right here. Yeah, O'Hare Airport. He worked as an air traffic controller. They mentioned that in one of the episodes. I remember that. So he's very, like, you know, wears a tie. Very, like, straight-laced.
Anal.
He is. Very anal. Hard for him to kind of, like, let go. And there's a few moments in the show where Keen kind of gets him to let go a little bit. And kind of, like, let his guard down and relax. And kind
of. And then something bad always ends up happening.
Every time. Every single time. Yeah.
All right, so then you have Cheryl, who is Keenan's mom. So she's kind of, she's very laid back and patient, kind of always putting Roger, not in his place, but saying, okay, Roger, enough, calm down, like, you know. And she was kind of always aware of what Keenan was planning, like his schemes. He couldn't really hide much from his mom.
She's very more like the calm. She's very patient with them.
Yeah.
Where Roger would get upset. With Kel, I think even in one episode, doesn't he like ban him from the house?
Yeah.
There's a whole like story arc of that, a couple episodes. She was like wanting to be more understanding, like wanted to make Kel feel welcome. Like he'd just be like, Roger would be like, just get out. Why are you doing over here?
And then you have Kyra, and she's Keenan's younger sister. She actually wasn't in the episodes later on in the seasons because she was going to school. But she had a huge crush on Cal, and that's kind of the whole, that's really her character,
right.
As you see her just trying to win Cal over and crushing on Cal, and Cal, of course, hates it. And then you have Chris, who's Keenan's boss at Rigby's, and he lives with his mother, who nobody has ever seen his mom, and if, you know, there's episodes about it that actually make fun of it, like, they'll be at his house, and all of the pictures that Chris has with his mom, you can't see her face, and it's just funny, because nobody knows what his mother looks like.
You know what show kind of copied that, like, way later, and I bet they probably ripped it off?
What?
Was, you ever watch The Big Bang Theory?
Mm-hmm.
And you had, is it Howard's mom? It's the same kind of thing, like, you don't ever see the mom's face, you don't really know
what
she looks like.
Is that the one where you hear
like.
Her voice?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a little different, but it's, like, similar. It's like, you don't ever see her face. But he's always talking about mother, and we're going to go to this with mother, that with mother. Like, he doesn't have a life outside of work. And Keenan and Kel, like you were saying earlier, like, I feel kind of bad for Chris sometimes. I feel like Keenan and Kel kind of take advantage of him. He tries to be stern, tries to be the boss, but a lot of times he's like the brunt end of whatever bad happens, whether it's getting something poured on him. In one episode, he's got a rat on his head, like, and then, or things being broken, or his car being damaged, or whatever. And, he was definitely, I feel like he was quirkier too. Like, in the first few seasons, he talked a little different. And if I remember right, didn't he... See if he had notes on this. Didn't he have a mullet? like in the first few episodes. I swear he had a mullet. Let's see. The magic of notes.
I think he did. Yeah.
Yeah, right here. Chris had a mullet in the first few episodes of the series. I remember him having a mullet. And then I'm thinking about, like, you and I watched one to prepare for this episode of the podcast, and I'm like, his hair's short.
Yeah.
So at some point they got rid of the mullet. I guess the mullet wasn't in style anymore.
No.
You know, mullets, what do they say? Business in the front, party in the back?
Don't.
I'd grow a mullet.
Don't even.
I would.
You need to calm down.
I like mullets.
No. If you want to stay married, okay. You won't.
Can I
grow
do the ball haircut then?
No.
No?
Don't do the rat tail.
I never did the rat tail growing up.
If any of you guys have a rat tail, just, I'm trying to help you.
I'm trying to help you?
Just don't. Just.
We just offended one of our listeners.
Oh, we still love you though. Just take the rat tail away. You can save it, cut it off, and hang it up. I don't know what you do with these things. Okay, next character.
So there's a lot of, like, minor characters.
Yeah, the only other one I'm really going to mention is Sharla. She was the one who started working at Rigby's to help out Keenan. And later on in the show, that her and Keenan kind of developed little crushes on each other. But there's a bunch of other characters, but I feel like not really as important as the ones that I had just mentioned.
Okay. Did you want to go into, I might have blown a couple of them already, like one of them, the theme song, but I want to go into some little-known facts about the show. You had a couple cool ones on here that I didn't know when we were going through the notes.
Yeah, so everybody knows about orange soda.
Oh, Kel loves
that's the first
soda.
Thing a lot of people think of. Like, we asked about the memories on Instagram and Facebook, you know, what are your memories that with Keenan and Kel? And everybody says, well, of course, the orange soda.
I think I drank orange soda.
I do orange love orange soda.
I think orange soda, my love for orange soda is because of the show.
Oh, yeah.
And I love orange soda. And so do you.
I do love orange soda.
Only Fanta,
if you had, is it Fanta or Fanta?
No.
The commercials say Fanta.
Potato.
So if you've never had Fanta orange soda, oh, it's the best orange soda ever. It's so good.
Here's a mini rant, nothing to do with Keenan and Kel, but why in God's name? So you go into the store, they have the weird Fanta, like the berry one, which is disgusting. They have the grape one, which is disgusting. They don't have the orange one.
I know. I complain at every store I go to.
Like,
I'm like, you need to get the orange.
Like, I used to love Sunkist until you, and then you have the Fanta, and you're like, this is amazing.
Yeah.
You go to Canada, our wonderful neighbors to the north, and they have Fanta everywhere. That's good. At least now we have restaurants. Like, Burger King has Fanta,
Burger
right?
King. Yeah, but it's always watered down because it's fountain.
Yeah, that's
it's
true.
It's always so sad. Where were we that had, like, amazing Fanta? Oh, the Great Escape in New York.
Oh, yeah, some of the Six Flags theme parks, if you guys are in the U.S., have Fanta. Yes.
Okay, so anyways, Dan Schneider, who was a TV producer, he wrote that scene, the first scene that you see, I think it's in the first episode of the Who Loves Orange Soda. So he wrote it in the script as I do, ooh. Sorry, that was not dramatic at all, but, you know, I'm reading it. I can't really act it out. But Kel kind of sung it a little bit, and he kind of put his own little personality into it.
Which I have to
which
say.
Which was amazing.
If Kel hadn't, if he hadn't done that little, like, sing-song thing he does when he says it.
Who loves orange soda?
If he hadn't done it in that way, if he just read it straight, like, who loves orange soda? I love orange soda. I do, ooh, ooh, like... It would not be funny. It wouldn't be like something we'd be talking about right now.
Yeah.
He put his little tweak on it, and now it's TV history.
Everybody recognizes it anywhere you go. So something really funny is Kel has actually thrown orange parties.
Oh, I want to go.
Where you go and you wear orange and you drink orange soda.
Are you serious?
It's kind of inspired. Have you ever heard of a white party?
All the rich people go to?
That, like, the rich people
Puff
go to.
Puff Daddy and all
that? Yeah, Puff Daddy. It's not Puff Daddy anymore.
I'll start all in the 90s. Stuff in the 90s. Puff Daddy.
Is it P. Diddy? I don't even know what it is.
I don't know what he
or
calls
is it
himself
just Diddy?
Now. I don't know.
He's changed his name like 8 times. I have no idea what it is now. But he did the white parties where everybody would wear white clothing. So it's funny because Kel actually really did love orange soda.
Really?
Yeah, in real life, he loved orange soda.
So what I want to know, which we don't have for information, is was he actually drinking orange soda? He couldn't have been in every one of those scenes. That'd have been like colored water or something.
I'd drink orange
soda. That'd be a lot of soda.
He doesn't really drink all the soda.
You think he like spits it out at the end of the take or something? Like, no, he swallows it.
If you think about it, in the scenes, he just will chug a few sips of orange soda out of a 2-liter. I would do it.
That's true.
It's not that bad. But actually, a fun fact... people have asked him now whenever he's seen if he still drinks orange soda. And he says no, because obviously as we get older, our metabolisms don't
so
work
sad.
As well.
I told you today, I was like, I was talking to somebody at my work, I was like, I can't wreck like a large pizza anymore like I used to.
Yeah, no.
I could sit and like I could eat an entire large pizza. Like as a teenager, we're like not even thinking twice about it. We'd have a pizza party, have like, be like five or six of us, we'd have like 10 pizzas. Like, it'd be crazy. You'd have like five, six slices of pizza in, and you'd be fine. But yeah, you're right, metabolism. So I think I interrupted you. I think you're saying something about Kel, about calories, metabolism.
Oh, yeah. He said that he sticks to more lower calorie drinks now.
Does he drink diet soda?
I don't know. I hope not. Diet soda.
We need to get him on the show. We need to get a celebrity on the show.
That would be amazing.
And do an interview.
Oh, my goodness.
And we need to ask the hard-hitting questions.
Yes.
Like, do you still drink soda? Yes or no?
Are you drinking diet soda?
Inquiring minds want to know. Out in 90s land.
If anybody knows Kel Mitchell, and I know some of you do, because there have been people that have commented on our podcast that say that they talk to him and they know him, they have mutual friends, we would love to get him on this show. That would be amazing.
Off topic, not talking about our show, but like Lyle, which I love the Amazing Advertising podcast, and you'll hear it next on our weekend retro block party on the Generation Y Radio Network. I feel like I'm like getting my little plug. I should go on like Home Shopping Network or something.
You should. You'd be good at it.
But Lyle, Amazing Advertising, he did that episode about
the Dell guy,
and then the guy wrote to him and was like, I love this, your episode. And he ended up talking with the guy online, ended up doing an interview with him.
Which is awesome.
Which is crazy.
You guys remember the dude you're getting, the Dell guy?
Yeah. So I'd love to do an interview with, like, Kel or something. Because you figure, like, him or
Lori Beth.
Or Josh or Lori Beth. Yeah. Like, they're not famous now. Like, they're famous, but they're not. You know what I mean? Like, they're not doing much. They're not an A-lister. They're just... So we gotta work on that. Get a celebrity on the show. Imagine Skyping with, like, Lori Beth.
I'm on it. Guys, I'm on it.
Okay.
And if you know, I know there are people that know, have mutual friends, family members, tell them about our podcast. We are genuine fans, and we want to interview.
Yeah, for sure. Make sure we don't get anybody on here that we've trashed in the past. All the times we've done, like, episodes and been like, I hate that show. That song sucks. Then we get them on here, and they're like, yeah, you know that episode where you said my song sucked? That would be embarrassing.
So, can we go into, I mean, we've really talked about what the show is about. I think it's time to talk about episodes.
Yes.
That rock.
Yes.
This was by far the most talked about episode. I mean, it's right, if you type it into Google, I dropped, it'll pop right up.
And also,
I dropped the screw in the tuna.
Well, honestly, we'll read through them at the end, but we had people wrote into us and said, hey, this is my favorite episode of, like, any show ever on Nickelodeon, not just SNCC and not just Keenan
and Kel. And it is laugh out loud funny. I actually had my daughter watch it, and she was belly laughing.
Really?
Oh, yeah. You missed. You were
at
work. She was laughing. I had to have her put her apple down, because I was like, you can't be having food in your mouth. You're going to choke to death. And it is just the most hysterical episode. And I still watch it today to get a laugh. It's so good.
But it's still funny.
It's still funny. It's not one of those things where you look back and you're like, wow, I thought this was funny when I was
Okay, and this is going to ruin our chances of having Keenan. Well, he's not going to. He's doing more famous things. We'll talk about the end, what he's doing. But, like, Keenan will never go on the show. What am I about to say?
He's too famous for us.
I watch all that, and, like, as a kid, I thought it was funny. Like, I watch, like, Cooking With, was it Randy and Mandy?
Yeah.
That's funny still.
But Pierre Escargot.
Exactly. That's what I'm about to say. It's not funny at all. It's not funny.
I still laugh a little.
No, it's dumb.
Stop it.
It's really, really dumb. But like this is still hilarious.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's so funny. I think Kel's very, like...
He's very animated.
They're both very good actors. Like, Keenan and Kel are both really good actors. But Kel's more of like a... It's physical comedy. It's more of like kind of like your
body
old
language. And
it's more of like your old school comedy, like comics back in all the way back to like I Love Lucy. Like Lucille Ball was a physical comic, right? Like hitting a hit in the face with pies, knocking things over, like doing these crazy physical things. And Kel, definitely you can tell he has some inspiration from, I don't know who he was watching growing up, but he's very physical. And I know where you're about to go with it. I'll let you explain it in a minute and we'll play the clip. We've actually played it before on the show, I think. Like it's maybe the third time we played this clip. That's okay. Kel, you have to watch it, not just listen to it.
You have to watch
it. Kel is like physical, like he's like shaking, he's like freaking out. He has like a fit. So go ahead and explain what the episode's about.
All right. So the episode is, it's called, I think it's the Tainting of the Screw, which is a playoff of, the Taming of the Shrew?
Yeah, something like that, yeah.
Something
I read in high school, I don't remember anymore.
Hamlet? Is that Hamlet?
You got me there, I don't know.
Shakespeare?
English was not my...
I don't know.
English was not my strong point. I think it is a Shakespeare thing.
Please fact check before you post. But
I can't. This is going up live.
Oh, crap.
Right now, so People are going to be writing in right now going, what is wrong with you? You don't know. No, I mean, it's high school English. Who remembers high school English?
I know. Don't. Not me.
I was too busy looking forward to going home listening to my...
I was too busy passing notes.
Oh, see, I wasn't doing that. I was worried about going home and playing my video games, listening to my Green Day CD and or tape at that point, tape, and watching SNCC or TGIF or whatever. English was not my strongs.
But it's like basic knowledge that we don't
know.
Well,
no, I can
speak
and I can, well, I mean, sometimes I can't speak, so I can write in English and I can read in English. I just like Shakespeare and stuff. I tone that stuff right out.
No, I hear you.
History, I remembered a lot of that, you know, things like that. Fascinating. The English was not one of my things.
Okay, back on topic.
Yes, we got way off there. So the tainting of the screw.
Yes. So it's basically what it's about is Kenan and Cal come over. Or Cal comes over in the morning to visit Kenan, as usual, and the parents leave to go take, I think it was his mother or his aunt to the doctor.
Okay.
And Kenan's mom says, if you want lunch, there's tuna in the cabinet, you can make a tuna fish sandwich. So Kenan makes a tuna fish sandwich, proceeds to eat it, and starts to choke. And that scene is actually really funny if you get the chance to watch it. It's on YouTube. We can post it. Kenan's choking and he's trying to signal to Kel that he's choking and Kel doesn't understand. Kel's like, are you hungry? What do you need? And then eventually Kel gets it and he gives him the Heimlich. So he discovered that there was a screw in the tuna. And
like an actual screw.
An actual screw.
Like you'd like screw into a wall or something. Okay.
That he was choking on. So Kel gets an idea to sue Luna Tuna, which is the
Kel
company.
Or Kenan?
Kenan. My apologies. Yeah. Kenan gets the idea to sue Luna Tuna for $10 million. And it's just, it's so dramatic. It's funny. He has reporters come to interview him and he talks about how he's so traumatized and he has fishophobia now. And like all of these things. And so I guess the most memorable scene, what we were talking about, was in the courtroom. And we'll play it for you, where you actually discover that Cal dropped the screw in the tuna, and it wasn't the company's fault.
Let's play it.
Okay,
and then we'll talk about another episode that I like a lot. Okay. All right, everybody check this. I mean, you've probably heard this before, but check this out.
Mr. Kimball, would you care to tell the court in your own words what happened on the morning of October the 6th? I dropped the screw in the tuna. I dropped the screw in the tuna. It was me. Oh, the humanity.
I love that episode. That is the funniest episode.
That is my favorite.
Doing this, like listening to it, it's funny. Like, it's still funny for, you know, for everybody to listen to it.
It does not do it justice.
If you haven't seen this episode, you got to watch it. Because like I was saying, like, we just rewatched it with you guys as we were listening to, you know, as we were all listening to it. We were watching it. And like I was just saying a couple minutes ago about him being physical. Like, what's he doing with his legs? At one, the way he's walking.
He was like on the inner part of his feet walking
he's
around.
He's like bow-legged. Then at one point, like, he's basically got his head in, like, in Kenan's pants. He's, like, crying on him. He's like, you're still my boy, right?
And then when he jumps into the judge's little booth or whatever you call it.
Yeah, where the judge is.
Yeah.
Has the microphone. The mic. He's like screaming into the microphone. They drop the screw into the tuna. Like, that is Kel in a nutshell.
Oh, yeah. That he makes the show. Well, he really makes the show.
Well, without Keenan, you don't have Kel. I mean, I think you need both of them. Are there any other funny episodes you can think of?
Yeah.
Like big ones that you don't want to talk
about? Yeah, there was one where Chris, the Keenan's boss, he went away on vacation. He won, like, a trip with his mother. The mother that nobody knows about, or nobody sees.
Nobody sees, yeah.
And
is his mother real, or do you think it's, like, made up?
No, he's real. He lives with his mother. And so he asked Keenan to watch his house for him when he's gone.
Oh, I remember this episode. This is funny.
So he shows Keenan what to do. He's, like, crazy about his plants. His plants are his friends, and he, like, talks to his plants and his fish, and he plays the fish, the oboe. Like, he's just really, because he's a very lonely guy, obviously. You know, he doesn't have a girlfriend or anything.
He's a weird dude.
Yeah, and he's weird. He lives with his mother. He's weird. Not that if you live with your mother, you're weird.
But he's weird.
He's just weird.
And he plays the oboe for their fish. It's just weird. I may have talked to my fish before, or, like, stood from the glass and, like, waved at it or something, but I'm not going to be over there, hey, let me play the trumpet, or let me play the guitar for my fish.
You made me lose my train of thought. What was he talking about?
So Keenan was asked to watch the house.
So Keenan was asked to watch the house. And then all of a sudden, the scene, Keenan standing in his living room with Kel, and Keenan saying, I feel like I forgot something. I've forgotten something. What am I supposed to be doing? And then all of a sudden, he remembers that Chris has been gone, and he's going to be home in 4 hours. And he, for an entire week, he forgot to water his plants and take care of his fish.
Oh, man.
So they have 4 hours to go to his house, and it's just a disaster from there. Everything happens. Everything falls apart. They try and clean up, and it's just one disaster after another. Like, I remember this one scene where, and you should play it, where Keenan asked Kel to feed the fish. So Keenan goes and he gets a big steak and he throws it into the fish tank.
It's hard to play that one because it's so like physical. Like,
it's true. Yeah, that is true.
But it's definitely a scene you should check out. Yeah, because he doesn't know. He's like, because again, Kel is like,
he's an airhead.
The dummy of the two of them, yeah.
And he, you know, he leaves the bathtub running to put the fish in it and doesn't turn the water off. So the house floods and it catches on fire. It's all of these things kind of.
It's like the worst case scenario.
Yeah. And then all of a sudden, Chris comes home and then the show just ends. It's done. Like, there's no, like, resolution.
Yeah, what is that about?
I don't know.
It's like, are they going to, like, cliffhanger it to be continued? Chris kills Keenan and Kel. You feel bad for Chris because, again, he's, like, always taken advantage of. And the one time he asked them to do something for him, they completely screwed up.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
One of my favorite ones is just kind of funny. I came home from work and you guys were watching it. And I remember that episode. It was with the rat.
Yeah.
The rat in Rigby's.
What did they name him? Wendell?
Wendell, the rat, yeah. They're going to kill it and the exterminator is going to come get rid of it. And they cried. Well, first, just Kel was upset about them exterminating the rat. And the rat's scaring away all the customers because they'd go to get their groceries and the rat would be in the bag or the rat would be on somebody's head. The rat would be on the cash register looking at them. And then they decide to take an exterminator or have an exterminator come in to get rid of the rat. And then that evening, Keenan has a dream that he's the rat getting exterminated and realizes that, you know, we shouldn't kill the rat. So then Keenan and Kel try to basically devise plans of how they're going to capture this rat. And it goes really badly, like anything that Keenan and Kel are involved with. But what always makes me laugh is, like, the scenes. And obviously I know why, because, you know, you have PETA and you have these different groups that are watching out for the welfare of animals and for good reason. They couldn't do anything that involved, like, any real action, like when they're, like,
real
trying
mite,
to, like,
real rat.
Tackle somebody or something with the rat on them. So you have this little, like, real rat, little fuzzy, cute little rat, and all of a sudden you have this huge, like, gigantically fake-looking, like, rubber rat in the same scene, and it makes you laugh so hard. It's like they wanted to look dumb on purpose to make it funny.
Just like with the dummies.
Yeah, it's just so funny.
Like, when Kel falls through the ceiling in the episode where they're supposed to watch the house. It's just,
oh, yeah.
And you can tell
it's like this really horrible, like, mannequin thing.
Yeah.
They didn't even try to make it look right at all. That's funny.
Yeah, but
that's really funny.
No, that is a really funny episode. You know what we didn't talk about?
What's that?
We didn't talk about the very first episode.
Talk
which
about it real quick.
Kind of, like, set the whole show off.
Yeah.
It was the one where they were kind of introducing all the characters, obviously, but it's the one where Keenan went against his parents' wishes and bought a car.
Yes.
Because he wasn't even old enough to drive. He buys a car and then it ends up being stolen.
Yes.
So that, you know, it's just, it, there's all, in every episode, there's always like these just crazy situations that Keenan gets himself into.
Well, they screw up and do something they're not supposed to and they get themselves in trouble.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, definitely, that's wicked funny. I'm trying to think of any other ones.
There's so many.
There's so many good episodes.
Oh my gosh.
I think the big thing that I remember from Keenan and Kel is, and I think it's kind of like the point of the show, is like after all this horrible stuff happens, and they get into these horrible
schemes. Oh my god, the dating show. I'm sorry.
Oh, yes. Yeah. No, go ahead, I'll finish my thought after.
The dating show.
Yes, I forgot about that
one. Oh my gosh, I haven't seen that episode in forever, so I don't know. It just popped into my head. I don't know exactly what happened, but somehow they ended up on a dating show.
Keenan, right, was a contestant? Or was it both of them? I don't remember.
Both of them.
It was both of them, you're right.
But Kel was dressed up as I think he was dressed up as the woman.
Yes.
And they were trying to win. I don't remember what it was they were trying to win. I just haven't seen it in forever, but it popped into my head.
This brings up a good point. Like, so obviously you and I have watched a few. They're on YouTube and stuff, which I'm sure that's not legal. Like, not that what we're doing is necessarily legal because it's out there. But whoever uploaded them, it's not with permission from Nickelodeon. Where can you find this show to watch now if you wanted to watch it? Is it on?
It has to be on DVD.
Let me see if I can pull it up while we're talking. I'll try to pull it up to see what is out there. Let's see. Magic of live radio here. Watch Keenan and Kel. So while I'm doing that, do you have any other memories that you have of the show? I definitely think it's a show like, you know, you showed it to our daughter and she thought it was hilarious.
Oh, it's okay, on cool. Facebook?
So let's see. You know, I think you're right. It says Facebook. Let's go to it and see what it says. This is the magic of live television.
I wonder if you can buy. Oh,
no. So that's a link to their Facebook page for the show.
I thought it said S episodes listed.
No, it's Facebook for the show, or Facebook page for the show. Yeah, no, it's not. It definitely on Amazon. I see it on Amazon on here. So they have it. iTunes has it. So if you're on Apple iTunes, you can buy it. And then it's gotta be on DVD somewhere. But definitely Amazon and iTunes. I mean, I do everything digital now at this point myself. So that'd be the two best ways to watch it. They're obviously airing it on, was it The Splat?
Mm-hmm.
They're showing it on The Splat now, which back when it was called The 90s or All That on Teen Nick, they were showing it then too. They're showing like All That and Keenan and Kel. Actually, probably I'd say out of any of the shows on The Splat, I think this thing's probably getting the most airplay other than All That. Can I go on a rant for a minute about All That? I know this is off topic, but so we don't have Teen Nick. We don't have cable, so we don't watch it. But I remember when I was, this is before, so the 90s or All That came out, what? I mean, we were still dating, right? When that was on TV.
Yeah.
So I wasn't living, you know, we weren't living in the same house yet. So I remember I had cable where I was living and I would stay up and I would DVR it or whatever and watch it. And I know they have All That on, like, on, you can watch it on Amazon, you can buy the episodes. It must be because of the rights or something, they removed all of the music.
Yeah.
Which is dumb because you'll watch an episode and you'll have the Spice Girls physically in the episode, and they'll be like, ready to go sing a song? Yeah, I'm ready. And then it cuts to, like, another skit, like, at the very end of the show, and they cut out the musical performance, and I think that's really sad.
That is really sad.
Because that's, like, I don't get what it is, because, like, Saturday Night Live, there's musical guests on Saturday Night Live, and you go and you can buy DVDs of, like, you know, the whole seasons of, like, the 70s and 80s and 90s Saturday Night Live, and the musical performances are in there. Like, they're able to get the rights to it. So if Nickelodeon is just too cheap to do it, like, come on, Nickelodeon. Like, we want the Spice Girls. We want Coolio. We want, I'm trying to think what else I remember seeing on there. I mean, there's all these musical artists that were on that show.
TLC
was on it. Trying to think, who's the other guy? There's a rapper that was on it. It wasn't Coolio. But anyway, I mean, you have to have musical guests, I think. You have to. That's the kind of part of the allure of All That, is it's like a variety show. But that's off topic. So, definitely, this is a show, like, I was in the middle of making a statement, and then we got sidetracked. It's on Amazon and on iTunes. So this is a show that if you have kids, we just showed this to our daughter for the first time. And she thought it was hilarious. So, people still find it funny. Like, kids still find it funny. So, if you have a kid, what better way, as a 90s kid and somebody who loves this sort of stuff, than to relive this with your children? Because it's still funny.
It is still funny. Very funny.
So do you have anything else you want to add before we get into our reader mail?
No.
Okay, so let me pull up our reader mail.
If you haven't liked our Facebook page, please like it.
Yeah, we're posting a lot of stuff.
Get our likes up there.
Yeah.
And you'll be the first to know about, we're going to be doing giveaways. We're going to be doing so much fun stuff, and you guys will be the first to know on
Facebook. We're going to be doing this weekend retro block party every weekend, every Saturday night. With this podcast and Lyle. And we'll do some other stuff pretty soon, too.
And we have a new logo. A live call-in
show. Yeah, new logo, which I haven't put on everything yet because I got to do a little bit of editing of it. But it's on the top of our page, which I think it looks really snazzy.
It's so 90s.
It's very
90s. It's not even funny how 90s it is.
Yeah, we were worried about we didn't want it to be too much of a ripoff of, like, the something famous.
The Nickelodeon.
Say it, and then now they'll know to come after us. No, it's okay. I feel like we're selling some of their DVDs by doing everything that we do and telling them how awesome their shows are. So.
Yeah.
We had an awesome new 90s logo, but let me scroll down. So we had posted a couple things about what people's memories were. So we're going to read through this. We have Sawyer, who wrote in and said that the three-part movie, two heads are better than one, so that answers my question. It must have been three episodes.
Yeah.
That was their favorite memory. Do we have anything on Instagram to read? Any responses?
No. Just mostly orange soda.
So
everybody commented orange soda.
Let me scroll down to the bottom here, and of course my computer is wicked slow. We have some other memories, and keep scrolling down. Here we go. Let's see. So Sawyer also says, of course, we all love the I Dropped the Screw in the Tuna episode, which is timeless. I agree. He also mentions that the favorite, though, is an episode where the clown robs Rigby's. I forgot about this.
Yeah.
Which is it's very pertinent right now with all the clown craziness happening.
Oh, man.
And later, a clown similar to the robber shows up at Kyra's birthday party. I forgot about that one. That one's a funny one.
Yeah.
I'll see Lyle. Our friend Lyle wrote in, says his memories of Keenan and Kel is obviously, here it goes. It gave him his love of orange soda. Definitely us too, Lyle. It made him want to become a bag boy. It was the first non-zombie thing he saw Ken Furry in. I remember watching the show a lot at my grandma's house, he says, when I spent the night. It's one of those shows that zaps me back into my childhood. I love it as much now as I did back then. And that's like a recurring theme that this show, you watch it now and it's still as good as it was when you were a kid. It holds up.
Oh, yeah.
The comedy still makes you laugh. And then let's see, Preston wrote in. Great topic choice. I love this show. And let's see, do we have anything else? He mentioned he does not get how SNL hired Keenan but passed on Kel. Now, we haven't gotten into that yet, but do you want to talk about what they're up to now?
As far as Kel... I mean, he has been in some B-movies that we have watched, which are actually pretty good. The ones he was in. What was the one he was in? I don't even know.
It was like kind of like Battle of Los Angeles, like Battle LA or something. It was like one of those, it's called Asylum, the company. They do these films that are like rip-offs of blockbusters.
But it was good.
Kel was the best part of the movie. Like, he's actually a really good actor, even when he's not acting goofy. He's a really, really good actor.
So as far as that, Cal's music career.
He's doing music right now.
Yeah.
And then he does a few things here and there. He did have a show on BET for a while. I'm not sure if that's still on the air. But mostly his music career, and he does do movies. And he does it, it looks like he does about a movie or two every year. Well, the only one I've seen recently would be that B movie. But definitely something you should check out. Keenan definitely, the two of them, is doing a lot more. Keenan is on Saturday Night Live. And Preston raises a good point here. Keenan and Kel, they're like one of the best duos.
Can you imagine?
Of all time. They're a duo that all of us 90s kids love them together. And who's watching SNL now?
Us.
Our generation. Why in the hell did they not have Keenan and Kel on the same show?
Did they reach out to Kel?
The rumor I've heard is that they passed on Kel.
Oh my gosh.
That they kind of all applied. A bunch of the All That people actually applied to do SNL. And the only one who got hired was Keenan. Like, I get, not hiring some of them. Like, some of them I don't feel like would fit as well. But, come on, Keenan and freaking Kel. So we have to give mad props. I know you're not a big fan of his. I love him. Jimmy Fallon. Because he actually had Keenan and Kel reunited for the first time. They did a Good Burger skit on the show.
I never saw that.
You didn't see it?
No.
So it's not a good thing to put on the podcast just because, right now, because it's a lot of, opening stuff where it's just audio, it's hard to tell what's going on, but you need to watch it. We'll have to watch after we do this. Okay. Like, it's a really good. I almost teared up. Like, he's done a bunch of that. He did the back. I'm sorry, that wasn't him. That was Jimmy Kimmel did the Back to the Future reunion.
So many Jimmys.
Jimmy Fallon did Good Burger, Keenan and Kel. He did the Saved by the Bell reunion.
Full House
reunion. He's done a lot of these. Like, he's definitely a '90s kid. You can tell, like, a fan of '90s stuff. So, definitely cool. If you guys have any other memories, anybody that we missed out on, anything that your thoughts about Keenan and Kel, you know, your thoughts about anything related to whether it's them doing Good Burger, that we didn't really get into their other roles they've played on like Nickelodeon stuff today. We did just the Keenan and Kel show. But if you have any thoughts about favorite episode or a memory or something, definitely please write in to us and let us know. And our email is what?
GenerationYPodcast@gmail.com. Twitter, GenerationYPodcast. Instagram, same thing. Facebook, just look us up. We're there. And when you do search us, make sure that you type in the letter Y. Generation Y.
There's a Generation Y, like W-H-Y, that I think they're like some other, I think they like do like murder mysteries and stuff.
And people are getting us confused with them. So. You know.
We're Generation Y, like the generation that we all are. Generation Y, like the letter Y. So, if you go to our website, which is Generation Y Podcast.
You don't even know our website.
It's horrible. That's why we need to get a new URL. We're working on that.
You need to eat some Generation Y Podcast.
Weebly.com, right? Yes. You can listen to the Generation Y Radio Network live. We play 90s and early 2K music and commercials and fun stuff. And this airs on that website, on that radio network every Saturday. And so if you're listening to us live right now, coming up next, after we're going to play a couple songs, and then there'll be Lyle's Amazing Advertising Podcast. And if you're listening to us in the subscription on iTunes or Stitcher or what have you, you need to listen live because it's fun. Because we're going to be on Facebook right now. If you have any thoughts, memories, you can message us. You can comment on any of the threads we got going. We will read stuff next week on the podcast. We don't know yet what we're doing next week.
I have so many ideas.
All right.
So we'll
tease something.
Give us some ideas.
How about this? We'll tease something tonight. If you're listening to the live broadcast right now, we'll tease something tonight about what is going to be happening for next week for the podcast. But later. Later on. Listen to Lyle first. We're going to play a couple songs, and then all you guys listening on the subscription, thanks, guys, and we'll see you next week. Tell your friends and family. Get them to subscribe, like us on Facebook, leave a review for darn sakes.
And share us.
iTunes reviews. Yes. We need iTunes reviews. And we're going to be doing a giveaway pretty soon, so keep following everything we're doing because we're going to be announcing that soon.
You've got to like our Facebook to be qualified for the giveaway.
Yes.
That's how we get you.
Rope them in. Yes. All right, guys, we will see you next week.
Bye.
Bye.